Good morning, it's Carly and Seamus right across the far north.
And right across the world today, there are hundreds of thousands of people that are participating in the global climate strike. And we are now speaking with the event organiser for the climate strike here in Cairns, Piper Lilly. She joins us now. Good morning, Piper.
Good morning.
So, Piper, first and foremost, tell us what's going to happen today.
On Facebook, there have been 1,000 people who've responded interested or going.
Whoa.
And what's going to happen this morning is from 9 to 11 at the Lagoon. There's going to be key speakers, media, press, and a lot of students, hopefully teachers and parents and everyone else as well, just coming to have their voices heard about the climate emergency that we're in right now, asking the Australian government to listen to our three demands.
So what would you like the Australian government to do as a response? What aren't they doing now that you want them to do after this strike that you're going to do?
Across Australia, we have three demands that we want. And the first one is saying no to new coal, oil and gas projects, which is including the Adani mine. Number two is powering Australia with 100% renewable energy by 2030. And number three is funding a just transition and job creation for all fossil fuel workers and communities.
Geez, they're really good things to request. I love this.
I just think this is so wonderful. Piper, as one of the organisers, what prompted you to put this forward and get behind this so passionately?
A lot of it was actually fear. I was really scared about climate change. And I think it was really scary thinking that there was not a lot I could do. And I kept asking why someone wasn't doing anything about this. And then I realized I was someone.
Oh, that's really inspirational.
That's amazing.
I want to know, what about climate change scares you?
The fact that it's also going to impact thousands, millions of species of animals that have done nothing to contribute to this, and we're going to lose so many natural wonders of the world and landscapes and rising sea levels, and the safety of people and animals is really going to go down. And in the future, there are so many things, luxuries that we might not have anymore, and food scarcity is something that also scares me, because if the soil and agriculture goes bad, I don't know how we're going to grow food.
What I love about this is a lot of the kids, including yourself, that are participating in this climate strike are not yet old enough to vote. So this is kind of your way of being political without having your vote counted, which I think is wonderful. But do you genuinely feel like, because we've seen a couple of climate strikes and we've seen them all over the world so far, do you think they genuinely do make a difference?
I think they do. I think that the first one this year, March 15th, that one, that got a lot of mixed reviews, but I think it did do the good we wanted it to, because it started a lot of people talking about this and talking about why we're doing this. And I think climate change has really gone on a lot of people's radars now. And it's something that a lot of people are maybe not even knowing, but they are thinking about it more.
So in your opinion, why do you think the Australian government currently aren't doing more to battle climate change?
I think the approval of the Adani mine's a big one there.
Well, Piper, thank you so much for using your voice and giving this platform to others. Good luck today.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a lovely day.